Biden admin, Northern U.S. border sector migrant apprehensions at historic highs. By Bob Price on February 14, 2023. Swanton Sector Border Patrol officials report that migrant apprehensions on this part of the U.S.-Canada border this year hit historic highs. During the first 4 months of FY23, Swanton Sector agents experienced an 846% increase over the same period last year. Despite temperatures falling to minus 4 Fahrenheit in parts of January, Swanton Sector agents apprehended 367 migrants who illegally crossed the Canadian border into the U.S., the highest January in 12 years. This compares to only 24 migrant apprehensions in January 2022, according to the Nationwide Encounters report from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Record-breaking Jan, despite area temps reaching minus 4. Our hashtag Border Patrol agents apprehended 367 subjects in January, more than 12 preceding years of January totals combined. For the period OCT Jan, encounters rose 846% against the same prior year time frame. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia, at U.S. Beep Chiefs WB, February 13, 2023. Despite sub-freezing temperatures, Swanton Sector continues encountering family groups with young children, including infants, illegally crossing from Canada into the U.S., CBP officials stated. In December 2022, Border Patrol agents led search and rescue efforts, providing life-saving aid in separate incidents occurring in Newport, Vermont, and Brook, New York. These incidents demonstrate BP agents' priority to preserve life, even at the risk of jeopardizing their own safety. Well-worn paths, the disturbance and damage to pristine hashtag North Country environments caused by careless and illegal cross-border traffic diminishes the safety and natural beauty of our homeland, not to mention private property. Witness the aftermath in Franklin and West Berkshire, Vermont. pic.twitter.com/vutuchoseb. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia, at U.S. Beep Chiefs WB, February 8, 2023. Swanton Sector agents apprehended 1,513 migrants in Vermont, New Hampshire, and northeastern New York. This represents an increase of 846% over the same period in FY22 and exceeds the total apprehensions for FY22 and FY21 combined, officials stated. The FY23 apprehensions include 1,260 single adults, 248 family units, and 5 unaccompanied minors. As we progress deeper into winter and continue to address the outgoing pace of illicit cross-border traffic, the level of concern for the lives and welfare of our Border Patrol agents and those we are encountering, particularly vulnerable populations, continues to climb, said Swanton Sector Chief Patrol Agent Robert N. Garcia. It cannot be stressed enough, not only is it unlawful to circumvent legal means of entry into the United States, but it is extremely dangerous, particularly in adverse weather conditions, which our Swanton Sector has in incredible abundance. Chief Garcia reports the surge of migrants crossing from Canada into his sector continue in February. Illegal crossings of the Canada-U.S. border in sub-freezing temps continued last week, as hashtag Border Patrol agents apprehended 115 subjects from 12 countries, mostly Mexican nationals. Unfortunately, perilous weather has done nothing to deter this traffic. Don't risk it. At US Beep Chief pic.twitter.com/sjhhc0qjpp. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia, at US Beep Chiefs WB, February 14, 2023. The surge became noticeable on the Nationwide Encounters report in March 2022 when agents apprehended 61 migrants. Since that time, the numbers increased in 8 of the last 9 months. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.